This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of the Live Feed, we will visit with Joe Ward during Boots and Bluegrass of 2016. During my time with Joe, we discuss more about performing at Boots and Bluegrass, the band's achievements, and his inspiration. Keep listening as we bring you part of the band's set from the festival held at Prairie Island Campground in Winona, Minnesota. I'm Roos, your host for The Live Feed. Hello, my name is Roos. I'm here with Joe Ward from Boots and Bluegrass of 2016. Please go ahead and introduce yourself and your role in the band.
My name's Joel Ward. I am the songwriter and singer and rhythm player for the band.
All right. Is it your first time joining Boots and Bluegrass?
I've played here with the group before, but yeah, this is the first time where I've got my songs on stage. Yeah.
So why did you decide to join Boots and Bluegrass for this year?
I've been trying to get into Boots for a few years, and it's just there's so many really good artists trying to get in every year, and it just worked out. Last year, I kind of worked a deal with festival promoter and got set up for this year. So it's just a great festival.
So let's talk a little bit about the band. How did you guys form as a band?
Jake Ilica, actually the other player who normally plays with us, he and I have been playing together for about 14 years, and we have a duo that we really work on harmonies with, and we recorded an album and decided, you know, let's try this with a full band, and we kind of met these players randomly throughout a few months, and it came together and just turned into this magical experience. And we don't play a lot. They're all really busy musicians with other big bands, but when we do get together, we all kind of feel like we have a almost spiritual experience with our music. It's just we all really enjoy playing with each other.
So how many members in the band?
Normally there's five, but today we had four.
So what instruments do you usually use?
Mandolin, fiddle, two guitars, and stand-up bass.
And what inspired you actually to start this band?
I've been slowly, over the last like 4 or 5 years, getting into this really mellow Americana thing that's going on. You know, Gillian Welch and Ryan Adams and all these people have these great, slower, mellow... Americana is a generic label, but it's kind of all right up my alley. And I just thought, you know, this is totally out of my element. I've never written any music like this. I play in a rock and roll kind of soul band. And this was my first attempt at writing this kind of music, and it just hit me really hard. So I'm going to continue to do this while I do my other stuff, just because I found I needed to get this side of my music out of me, and I didn't realize I had it in me. So...
I wanna do right, right, right. wanna do right when I ride. Romeo, my gold, look at me so high up. Running round with a red tag. I wanna do right.
Through the golden stormy
lack of
of 2016. We now head back to my interview with Joe Ward as he will share with us more about his musical family and his inspiration. You've been listening to the live feed and our coverage of Joe Ward.
Alright, so being a musician, what do you think is the most challenging aspect of being a musician?
No matter what happens in your daily routine, you have to show up and be the life of the party. So if your girlfriend dumps you, if your grandma just died, it doesn't matter. You have to show up and, you know, turn it on. And if you're tired, you're sick, if you cancel, you lose business in this. I mean, you lose face in this business. So you show up no matter what and you put on a good show. So I'd say that's probably the hardest, especially when you have an unresponsive crowd and you're trying to find out what vein to tap into with them. But you still have to kind of just do it no matter what.
So talk about your girlfriend and grandma. Let's talk about your family in general. Is any of your family musical?
I'm adopted, and I was somehow adopted in this family with like 8 or 9 brothers and sisters, and every one of them except for my father played an instrument. So we get together at family get-togethers, family reunions, and we'd sing in 8 and 10 and 12-part harmony as a family. Growing up, that was very influential. Now, currently, my father-in-law is an amazing musician. He doesn't play out very often at all, but he's an excellent guitar player and drummer. My wife doesn't play, and I'm trying to get my 2 children into it, but they're 5 and 4 and a half and 3 or 2 and a half. So kind of do what I can now, though, kind of shift them in the right direction.
So how often do you play in big concerts like that?
During the summertime, frequently, you know, I try to enter as many festivals as I can. You know, the pay isn't always great at these big festivals, but you're playing to, not today, but, you know, a lot of these you're playing to 1,000, 1,500 people, and you're reaching, you know, it's a mass audience that you get to reach with your music. So you kind of have to go after the festivals in the summer, learn to when to book them, but the summertime, it's feast or famine, and the summer, it's the feast, so quite often.
So if any mistakes happen during performance, how do you handle those?
You have to forget about it the next second. if you can't laugh that off, and I mean, that's live music. It doesn't matter how good you are, eventually you'll make a mistake. It's just kind of part of it.
So let's talk about yourself a little bit. Did you learn music or do you teach music at all?
Yeah, I teach. I started piano when I was 3 or 4 years old, just kind of playing on my own. My brothers and sisters played, so I kind of learned what I could and then took lessons. And then now I know a bunch of instruments and I teach saxophone, guitar, piano, and vocals, supplemental income.
Sits on a corner, sidling across Wisconsin in the middle of nowhere. If you don't know where you're going, you probably think you're lost. It just might be the best place as tired feet crawl. Went in after sunset, tuned up our guitar, stepped out to have a smoke, look up at the stars like a place in a dream. Old Western bar, somebody pinch me, don't know how lucky we are. lucky we are to say that we played in front of these people on top of this stage. The luckiest man in the world on that day. Doing the things we love so much in this play. Once or twice, damn you swear, he gave himself to music before he fell. I'm afraid this place won't be the same. Not even to smell this lonely rose halfway to heaven, but also halfway to hell. Lucky we are to say that we played in front of these people on top of this stage. The luckiest man in the world on that day. Doing the things you love so much in this play. Little girl, little girl. Tell me where you sleep last night. In the pines, in the pines, where the sun never shines. You shiver the whole
Bluegrass of 2016. I'm your host, Roos. We now return to my interview with Joe as we will talk about his achievements and more.
Which famous singer have inspired you the most? Have you learned from?
Ray Charles is a gigantic influence. Buddy Guy, he's another one. Man, that's like, I feel like the second this interview's over, I'm gonna remember 20 other people that were more important. But you know, the old soul singers, Sam Cooke, kind of the old Motown. That's what I grew up on, along with. My adopted family is into old country, so at the same time I was getting fed Motown, I was getting fed, you know, Merle Haggard and Waylon Jennings and things like that, so I kind of created this, I have my own style because of those influences.
Cool. So returning, talking about the band, what do you think is the biggest achievement for this band?
Getting an album done. Jake and I have been playing together for 13 or so years, 14 years, and we have forgotten probably 7 or 8 albums worth of music that I've written. And we finally buckled down and said, you know, this is kind of ridiculous. We don't have anything. So we got a hold of these people, and that was kind of how we formed, was in the studio playing in there and realized what we kind of had on our hands. So we kind of kept going with it. But yeah, definitely the studio album was a big accomplishment.
What's the name of this album?
Many Faces. Yeah.
So do you have a website or a Facebook page that people can find all of these songs at?
Ilikaward.com. It's ILIKAWARD.com.
All right. Would you like to add anything about the band or about the festival as a final thing?
This festival is amazing. Tom and Julie, it's amazing. I just find it amazing what they do here. There's so much to do other than music. Get in a canoe and travel down the river a little bit and all of a sudden end up and there's some fairly big band playing on an island in the middle of the river for a secret show. So I find it absolutely amazing what they've done here in Winona with this. It sells out every year. And I think this is the best put-together festival, hands down, of the summer.
All right, we're all set. Thank you so much for being with us today. Again, my name is Roos, and I'm here with...
Joel Ward.
I think I've got me something. Learn me some new life lessons. These are times catching up with me. Well, these are times catching up with me. I need a job, like I need water. There's a line 12 feet to say to work much harder. Catching up with me. I'm running low on soul and high on greed. Each day I wake up and I'm making sweet. Well, these are times catching up with me. Well, these are times catching up. Thank you. outside and hear the sound. It's in this thing I will be found. In the end, what'll be? I'll be what I'll be.
Thank you again to Joe Ward for sharing with us today on the live feed. More information about the band can be found on Facebook. Another thank you goes out to the team at Northern Sun Production for assisting KQAL in obtaining the recording from Boots and Bluegrass of 2016. Information on Northern Sun Production can be found at www.northernsunproductions.com. Finally, a big thank you to all who made Boots and Bluegrass a huge success. More information on Boots and Bluegrass can be found at www.bootsandbluegrass.com and on Facebook.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.